Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is a rainy day here in Alabama, around the Birmingham area. I hope everybody is safe. I am Evangelist Robert Roberts with iThirst Ministries. Just wanted to jump on here for a few seconds and give you some words that Jesus told me to tell you, that he is not done with you yet. There is still hope in your situation, even though others around you have told you that it is helpless, that there is no way out, that Jesus will not step in and change things around. But let me tell you something. Our God is a way maker. He is a chain breaker. He is a lifesaver. There's always a way when it comes to when you put the Lord Jesus Christ first. You start putting first in your life, then doors are going to start to open. Things are going to start to happen that you just don't understand. You just don't see. Things are going to happen, and God's going to start doing a new thing. Even in your own life, even your own ministry, He's going to start doing a new thing. And this new thing is going to include so many things that is going to encourage you and increase your faith. However, this trial that you're going through, God said, I had to send it to you because I had to purify you. I had to get you ready. I had to get you ready for the next thing that I had planned for you. Because see, the old you could not handle what I need you to go through. The old you cannot handle what the devil's going to put you through. The old you cannot handle all that goes along with this new calling, this new anointing, this new venture. Because I had to purify you, mold you, and make you to what I needed you to be to do the work of the Lord. I needed you to be ready for the trials and the tribulations that come with this next level. I need you to be ready. So I'm here to tell you today. Jesus said, even though he's getting you ready, don't lose hope in the middle of the battle, because he guards your soul. Don't lose hope in the middle of the battle. And he's telling me to tell you that if you need wisdom, the Bible says in Proverbs, just ask her and she will give you wisdom. And also we need to learn not to lean on our understanding, but we must lean on Jesus Christ's understanding. As we go through things in everyday life, that we need to make sure we walk in a path that glorifies God, that puts a light upon us, that shines out, to let them know that you are a one true Christian, that you are a true man or woman of God. You don't got to have a title. You don't got to have a church. But what I'm telling you, what you got to have is a love for Jesus Christ, to know he died on that cross and he was rose on the third day, and he sent the Holy Spirit to intake and to live inside of you. And when you start to understand that the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, you got something what I call like the I gotta do right. Because see, when you start doing wrong, the Holy Spirit will convict you. There'll be a sickness that comes upon you, and it's like, I just don't feel right doing this no more. I just don't feel right doing this. That's because you have the Holy Father who lives inside of you that is telling you today, be patient, my child. Wait upon me. I will melt you up as wings as eagles. You will soar and you will not faint even though you run. I'm telling you, God is saying there is still hope in the situation that you are in. I hear the Father saying there is somebody out there that is in a court situation that you don't think there is no hope. That you think your life is about to be over, but you gave your life to God and you've asked forgiveness for what you've done wrong. And God is about to change that atmosphere inside that courtroom. He said, all I need you to do is just hold your head down, pray to me and ask me to help you, and then hold your head up high, and whatever the consequences are, be willing to take them and watch what I do for you, because you asked forgiveness. And I may not take all the consequences away, but I surely can lighten the load, saith the Jesus Christ. But understand this, if I do this for you, I need you to commit 100% to me. I want you to understand that there's things in your life that you will go through, saith Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. Saith Jesus Christ, there's things that I will send you, and you must understand that they are not to hurt you or to harm you, but to put you in another part of your life that is a healing and that is a redeeming power of Jesus Christ. Because of that redeeming power of Jesus Christ, you are healed, set free, and delivered. I hear God say, I am a way maker. I'm a way maker. God's telling me that there's somebody out there with a bill right now, and you don't think there is no way that your power's about to get cut off. And God is telling me to tell you right now, just start to raise your hands and say, thank you, Jesus, because there's a payment's about to come in the mail that's going to pay that bill and more. I am telling you that God is on the move today. He sees you and he sees things out there that are in your path, and he removes things from you that will harm you and hurt you. I promise you, if you're going through something, it was ordained by God to get there. It may be a stumbling block by the devil, but the God will turn that stumbling block around to force you into a new blessing, to bring you into a new era, to show you who is the mighty King and Lord Jesus Christ. There are times in our life we think there's no way out. There are times in our life that we think that God is not going to be there for us. There's times in our life that our family will fail us. There's times in our life that our wives or husbands will fail us. There's times in our life that our children will fail us. But the one that is never failing, the one that is consistent, the one that has agape love, unconditional love for you, his name is Jesus. He chose to die on the cross in Calvary. He chose to be there. He chose to lay his life down. For the Bible says, my life is to give and my life is to take. I freely lay my life down, he says. And when he freely laid his life down, he changed something. He changed the covenant that was there before between us and God. And he brought something called grace into it. Today that God is going to provide grace in that situation that you're in, because his grace is sufficient in the hour of need. His grace is beyond efficient in the hour of need. His grace is beyond efficient in the hour of need. I think I've said enough here today. I just want to let you know that God is out there with you today. And no matter where you're at, what you're going through, he is the one true God. He is the God of Joseph. He is the God of Moses. He's the God of Noah and the God of Isaac. He's the God of me. He's the God of you. He is the one true God, and his name is Jesus. For he is the truth, the way, and the life. Even though you may come to other situations, even though you may go to different ways, but I'm telling you, the only way to the Father is to come through Jesus Christ, the Lord. In your mighty name, I pray, and I just thank you, Jesus, for this message that you gave me today, that you showed me today, Father. Thank you, Jesus. And we just ask you to bless the ones that hear this message. And Lord God, we ask you to show it up, Father. In your mighty name we pray. Amen.